After the folks had moved to Shadron and were living in their house, Elsie and Vern Coonsey moved to Shadron, where Vern was a teacher at the college, and they lived in the basement of the folks' house there in Shadron. Mother's health wasn't good, and on the 8th day of November in 1954, Mother passed away. She had had heart trouble. So after Mother passed away, Dad moved to the basement, and Elsie and Vern took over the house, which eventually Dad gave to them. He wasn't satisfied living in Shadron, so he got a trailer house and had it installed at the ranch. Dad passed away April the 7th in 1961. He always helped around the ranch with chores that he could do and errands he could run. He'd go after repairs if necessary, and that April day, he thought he should go over to the DeMolin place and close the head gates because the weather forecast was for snow, and he wanted to make sure that they would be closed if there was enough of snow fall to run the creeks. He had had dinner with us, and then after dinner, he went into Orts to get the mail and then stopped at the DeMolin place on the way back. Well, he didn't show up in the evening, and in fact, he didn't show up, it was dark before we decided that there must be something wrong. So Ron and I went over, I knew that he was going to close the head gates planned on it, and so we went over to the DeMolin place to check on him and see whether what had happened, and we found him lying face down right near his automobile and near where there was a head gate to be set. He evidently had suffered a heart attack, and he didn't really know, he didn't struggle or anything, he just went down, and that was it. So it was quite a shock to us, but on the other hand, you know, I've always felt quite thankful that he was able to be active right up to the time of his death. He would never have been happy or satisfied to have been in a care home where he wouldn't be able to do some of the things that he'd like to do. After Dad passed away, had the house, the trailer house, we disposed of it then.